Saddle up your horses. Well, hello, America. This is Robin Walter, the Robin Walters Show today. Boy, we got a packed program. I don't know how we fit it all in. I never know that. That's why we're going to probably have to follow up with yet another podcast here shortly. We'll just have to see how it goes. First of all, though, before I forget, because I always do forget, if you have some comments, questions, criticism, what have you, you can contact me at robinwaltershow@gmail.com. robinwaltershow@gmail.com. If you want to order the book, Rapture Revisited, Finally What a Lawyer Thinks About the End Times, it's available. You can contact me directly at that website or at that email address, or you can go to the website, which is robinwalter.net, where it can actually be ordered from there, or let me know somehow. Going to have to get that. We're getting a lot of books out, and they need to get out because it's really critical. I'm going to launch here today with something that is a little, it sounds kind of benign, something we kind of already know, but we'll see, you'll see how this escalates and where this leads. And that is a Pew research. Pew researchers are good researchers. Pew and Rasmussen sort of sit at the top. Rasmussen probably maybe at the top and Pew right there as far as the credibility, reliability, integrity, and all those things. But a recent survey shows that most Catholics, a majority of Catholics, and a majority of mainline Protestants, which would be Presbyterian, Methodist, Episcopal, what have you, probably Lutheran, say that faith in God is no longer required or is not required to enter heaven. Well, let's just watch this country go further down a rat hole and see what those people say about not having faith in God, whether it's to get into heaven or not, because they'll be screaming, God, help us, Jesus, help us at some point, the way this country's going, because this country is headed for a split, a secession. A secession, interestingly, which I first predicted, actually, prediction is not really the right word. It was laid on my heart in 1997, October of 1997, when I raised it in a radio program in Los Angeles. Station never invited me back. But I've been saying it quite consistently and insistently for the last 15 years that it's inevitable. And now finally some others are seeing that that's probably inevitable, because Pat Buchanan even came out here just yesterday with an article that indicated that the preconditions, what's necessary for democracy to function, no longer exist. In other words, what's necessary for this country to hold together, the preconditions for even having a democracy, which I'm not going to go into in great detail here, no longer exist, and therefore secession is frankly inevitable. You know, while the Democrats stand up there and they contend that the Republicans threaten their democracy, the fact is Republicans threaten is Democratic hypocrisy. That's all Republicans threaten, is their hypocrisy. But just like the devil always accuses people else of what the devil is doing, the Democrats, fully imbued with all of the evil from the pit of hell, and they do, and I say that without any respect anymore, are the walking personification of, frankly, demonic persons. They couldn't be this stupid and this evil, this wicked, without, they're getting their clues and inspiration from someone. We got two choices, God or Satan. Well, you know, it's not God, that's for sure. Okay, but now we see why we're in trouble. There's just, you know, but we've known that, these mainline Protestants and most Catholics, it's a religion. It isn't faith, and that spells doom, certainly for them. But the consequences of it, that those aren't individuals that help the situation. Those are the individuals who, in the name of God or whatever, the Bible that they never read, proclaim that abortion is fine, queer sex is fine, you name it, all those things that sort of makes God want to puke. So, is there any good news in this? Yes. State of South Carolina. the Palmetto State. I used to be licensed to practice law there. No, I did not get disbarred. I just knew I wasn't returning, so I didn't want to keep paying the fees. So I disenrolled. But South Carolina is now passing a law that would make it illegal to demand a person's vaccine status. People's crying foul. Well, hey, wait a second. It's illegal to ask somebody if they've got AIDS. It's illegal to ask them if they are queer. It's illegal to ask a woman if she's pregnant. It's illegal to ask them a whole gazillion things. Why is this any different? I'll let you fill in the answer. If you got an answer, robinwaldershow@gmail.com. You can let me know. So, as states like Oregon, of course, when I'm ticked off at them, I call it Oregon. Well, no respect to them. Of course, the eastern part of the state, Oregon, the eastern part, wants to secede and join Idaho, some of the southern portion with the northeastern part of California wants to form the state of Jefferson. All these secession movements are because Mr. Kumbaya Joe Biden, following on the heels of Barack Hussein Obama, said that we need to all come together and we need to get along. We're the party of unity, while they just absolutely trash every biblical virtue in the world and Republicans as an aside. And then wonder why we don't come together when they are and play the ultimate role in politics of division. We got the liar in chief. We've got the divider in chief. The only one who's really thrilled about Joe Biden's performance is Barack Hussein Obama. Obama stunk. That's why his initials are B.O. But he's thrilled that there's finally a president that's actually even worse than he is. He is no longer the worst modern day president in American history. So that's why Obama's actually thrilled with Joe's performance. But we don't even go, Europe is usually screwed up. But when Europe does get a hold of something legitimate, something sane, we don't track any of their good actions. We only track their nonsensical actions, like Germany letting in a gazillion refugees and Joe Biden's plan to, they're transporting and flying on taxpayer dollars, flying illegals to deposit them in different states. And most of them are red states because they need to try to get those illegals to vote somehow in states that are critical to them. So they can continue their election fraud because they're liars, cheats, killers, murderers. Hey, the Bible says that the enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. And they fill those shoes exactly, and none of those options are mutually exclusive. They do them all. But you know what? I said this once before. I feel like I need to say it again, because we can't seem to stop this illegal invasion, even though the Constitution permits governors along the border to do so without congressional approval and without the approval of a court. If the Ninth Circuit said, hey, Arizona, you don't have the right to stop this. Actually, Article 1, I think it's Section 9 or 10 of the Constitution, gives the governors the right of the state to stop an invasion when the federal government doesn't do it. So they need to just tell the Ninth Circuit to stick it, the U.S. Supreme Court to stick it, because it's not subject to judicial review. It's the old Burger King ad. Sometimes you got to break the rules. All right? So, we've got them being shipped all over, but we can't deal right now with the 2 million that are here. Here's what we need to do. We need to find out where those illegals are, and we will be able to find it. Then we go in there and we tell them, look, when you vote, because the Democrats are going to get you voting somehow, because that's what they're all about, election fraud, to keep themselves in power, be sure and not vote for them. Here's how you can raise your IQ 15 points instantly with a snap of a finger. Don't vote Democrat. And why don't you want to do that? Because most of the illegals are more moral, actually, than the Democrats. You just tell the illegals, look, the Democrats want to slaughter your innocent unborn children. The Democrats want you to approve queer marriage and sodomy for everybody, fisting all around. Queer this, queer that, queer adoption, tranny this, tranny that. Men wearing women's clothes and vice versa. You don't want to vote for that, do you? You're more moral than that, do you? We need to take the gospel to the illegal aliens to show them how corrupt and what a malignancy Democrats are. So they're going to vote. illegally. Maybe it's time they voted illegally for Republicans. Gosh, I think I need to run for office. I'm not sure how strong of a plank that platform is. But anyway, so while Europe usually does things that are kind of stupid, like Germany with all the illegals, and we follow Germany in its stupidity, or Oregon and D.C. and all these other left-wing loser places, California, want to impose mask mandates, and they're duplicating Austria, which somehow still thinks that they can use Nazism and Nazi-like rules to maintain control over people. The liberated portion of Europe sometimes has some common sense, which means it's Denmark now that's eliminating mask mandates, pandemic restrictions, which followed England, which has done that. I mean, in Denmark, they said, look, we had 46,000 new cases. There's only 40 people in hospital ICU. Only 40. Is that a pandemic out of 46,000? Is that 10% of the population? No. Is it 1% of the population? No. Is it 1/10 of their population? No. Let's not stop. At least the Danes can say, we're not going to be stupid. Fewer people here are really seriously ill. Come on, let's get over it. Same thing Boris Johnson said. Lifting the COVID vaccine passport and mask mandates in England, followed by France. Prime Minister there, Jean Castex, I think, is that how it's pronounced? I don't know. They're going to be doing the same. Norway's health minister is saying that Scandinavian nations, starting with them, will tolerate more cases now. We need to look at easing the restrictions. While the Austrians, in true Nazi fashion, go the same direction as New York, California, Oregon, Washington, D.C., all of the loser places in the United States. Okay, now I'm going to digress here for a second because I want to deal with an issue that is very, very severe, and we're going to come back to some COVID things because it actually ties in. The American Medical Association, which is now apparently the American Massacre Association, has determined that it's fine to force essentially the instruction of how to kill innocent unborn children in all of America's accredited medical schools unless a student has to out himself and take the difficult route of opting out. So they got to stand up and stand out and say, I'm not doing this. And then what happens? Are they ostracized, marginalized? Do they pass med school? I don't know. Who knows? But the American Medical Society Association is so screwed up. They're screwed up on pedophilia. They're screwed up on homosexuality. They're screwed up on abortion. And they're screwed up on the coronavirus. And they're screwed up on the vaccines. I think when I select a doctor, I need to make sure, are you a member of the AMA? And they say, yes. I say, goodbye. Give me some holistic doctrine. Chuck that crapola. This is what one of the California delegates said. That abortion is a, quote, critical aspect of caring for our patients, end quote. That's only true since they do not consider the innocent unborn child a patient. If they did, it's not critical aspect, it's catastrophic. It's not caring for the woman, it's caring for the child. And they go on to say that the lack of abortion access disproportionately impacts childbearing people of color from low-income backgrounds. Yeah, and you know, end quote, and yeah, you know what else? It disproportionately affects the 300% more slaughtered, innocent, unborn black children from low-income backgrounds. You see, Dred Scott decision, 1854 or 57, I forgot which it was, said that blacks are property. Do whatever you want with them. They're property. Constitution doesn't apply to them. They are not persons. That's the only precedent for Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade. And like AOC, when she was asked, what do you think about Roe v. Wade? And she said, well, those are the only two ways for illegals to be able to get across the river. Roe or Wade. So, this is the most the fact of the matter is abortion is ridiculously racist because it unduly targets black babies. They say it disproportionately impacts childbearing people of color, while it disproportionately impacts the people of color's children that are executed in the womb. So where do we go from here? Next topic, and then I'll tie this back in. The number one killer in the world, number one killer worldwide, is what? What's the number one killer? Anybody? Somebody raise a hand out there so I can see what's, well, the number one killer that has taken 1,200% more lives than COVID is abortion. Abortion accounts for 42.6 million deaths worldwide last year. 42.6 innocent, unborn children slaughtered in the womb. Well, we got to give up. We got to go after this coronavirus. This is just what was alleged because, as I've been saying for well over a year, and honestly, myself and just a few others said this way before Hannity and others were saying it, people were dying not from COVID, but dying with COVID. You go into the hospital with a flu, and you got COVID, you die, it was COVID. You go in there for something else with a heart condition, you have COVID, you died of COVID. You get killed on your motorcycle, you had a COVID, you died from COVID. You get T-boned by a truck at an intersection and you die, but you had COVID, you died from COVID. Didn't matter, you know, what it looked like, all they had was a hammer and everything else was a nail. So, even assuming that every COVID death that they contend that people died from COVID, while really they only died with COVID, now they're starting to change that because they have to make the COVID numbers look better for Joe No Brains, Der Fuhrer Biden. At the top, how many died worldwide? 3.5 million. That's the alleged number. 42.6 million died from abortion, 8.2 million from cancer, 5 million from smoking-related deaths, 3.5 million alleged from the dreaded coronavirus, 1.3 in car accidents, and 1 million in suicides. So abortion killed more innocent human lives than cancer, smoking, the coronavirus, car accidents, and suicides combined. So where is the most dangerous place in the world? Is it walking down the streets of Fallujah at 2 a.m.? Is it walking, is going door to door ministering like that pastor got slaughtered in Montgomery, Alabama the other night? Gosh, just another ridiculous, crazy, black, unprovoked black on white crime. The number of whites being killed by blacks is incredible. I got a stack of them, folks. I don't have any stack other than Arbery and a few others. I don't have any stack of it going the other way. I don't understand this. Why is every black that kills a white have a mental problem, but every white that kills a black, which are very, very, very few, is a racist? Explain that to me, robinwaltershow@gmail.com. But coronavirus doesn't compare to the aborted babies. Doesn't compare to, oh, goodness sakes. Aborted babies, the number would exceed the number of homicidal deaths. 1 year of abortion in the United States would exceed the homicidal deaths many, many, many fold. But we don't do anything about it. But you are safer in Baltimore as a white guy. I'm safer as a white guy walking down the streets of Baltimore, where there's a lot of black on white crime, or Montgomery, Alabama, or Chicago, or Fallujah, or in communist China, wherever it is, I am safer there than being a baby inside the womb. That's where the real risk is. So if these innocent unborn children don't have enough issues that they're facing, enters Dr. Death himself, who's replaced Jack Kevorkian as U.S. domestic terrorist number one, who should be tried for war crimes insurrection. Yeah, really, it is an insurrection against our constitutional government. Dr. Tony Fauci and his Faucinistas, who's now proposing 3 coronavirus shots for babies. And to that, we need to add child abuse. Fauci needs to be arrested for child abuse. Because children don't get sick and die. I mean, it's virtually impossible for them. I mean, it's so incredibly rare. But he said here the other day, children younger than 4 years old likely will receive 3 doses now of Pfizer when it's approved after clinical trials showed that 2 doses didn't work. That's right, 2 doses didn't work. So let's try 3. And when 3 don't work, let's try 4. And when 4 don't work, let's try 5. Because doggone it, I'm making a ton of money off from Pfizer, and we can't let this get away. You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of the evolutionists who their whole theory of the earth being tens of thousands of years old didn't work. So they had to then, they concluded, well, it's not tens of thousands, it's actually hundreds of thousands year old, to try to make their evolutionary models fit. When hundreds of thousands of years old didn't work, they had to make it 1 million years old. And then tens of millions of years old, hundreds of millions of years old, and now some evolutionists say we're billions of years old. They just keep adding a gazillion years to make their defunct evolutionary model fit because nobody can prove them wrong, even though they can't prove it right. This is Tony Fauci. They don't need 1 shot. They don't need 2 shots. They'll probably need 3 shots because 3 shots won't be worth crap. We'll probably need 4. The fact that they don't work doesn't seem to be a consideration. This guy is guilty of child abuse and domestic terrorism, treason. I mean, look, I'm not advocating anybody do him harm, but goodness sakes, if his plane went down and crashed, I would just be like that one passage out of Proverbs, I forgot it right now, that when the wicked perish, the righteous rejoice. They shout for joy. Because his being removed, his being gone would save hundreds of thousands of lives, birth defects, health problems for hundreds of thousands. We're up to 150,000 plus, known for a fact to have died from the vaccine. But Fauci says, quote, we need to be patient. That's why the system works. What? What system? The system that told us that And which enabled Biden to say, get the shot and you won't get COVID. Lie. Get the shot and you can't transmit COVID. Lie. Get the shot and you won't get sick and die of COVID. Lie. Get the shot, you won't be hospitalized of COVID. Lie. Lie after lie after lie after lie. That's why I said, you know, Satan is a father of lies. That makes Fauci and Joe Biden two of his one of them is the firstborn, and one's the secondborn son of the devil. I don't say this with any respect anymore. Fauci goes on to say the FDA is very scrupulous in their ability and their effort to make sure that before something gets approved for any age, and especially with children, that they will be safe and that they will be effective. End of quote. What a bunch of bull crap. Fauci, you lie out of every stinking orifice of your body. And, of course, all of this is going on and moving forward as young children, to vaccinate young children. And we know it doesn't prevent the infection, doesn't prevent the transmission. It's ridiculously mild. Children survive at a great – the number of children that die, less than 0.001%. So it's 99.99% that survive. The only ones that die are ones with COVID, with comorbidities. There are no healthy children dying of COVID. Not that we know of, or it's such a ridiculous number that it's outweighed by the social problems, the tooth decay, the suicides, the social dysfunctioning, social distancing. 6 feet away? I'll tell you, there's some of these people, yeah, I do want to be 6 feet away, but I want them 6 feet under away from me, not 6 feet away from me above the ground. No, you can't kill them. I'm just saying I'd rejoice at the deaths of certain individuals who are responsible for the deaths of many, many other people. Well, I'm going to come back to this in just a minute, but I got to slip in something else here that just, man alive, if you want to, you wonder just how corrupt we have become. The federal government is now first of all, asking underage boys, okay, underage boys, we're talking 13 years old, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18, 18's in there, but 13 to 17 is underage, it's only boys, to report their sexual behavior to a, this is a federal government, to a mobile app in exchange for $275, all without requiring permission from their parents. This reported the other day by the Washington Free Beacon, researchers at Columbia University, funded by who else? National Institute of Health, have spent more than $8 million of taxpayers' money on a study that pays queer and tranny minors, or those who think they are, as young as 13 to track their sexual behavior on an app called My Peeps, P-E-E-P-S, without parental permission. Questions such as whether or not they have condomless anal sex are asked part of the study. You think, what am I talking about this for on a program? Well, what in God's name are they asking 13-year-olds this paid for by federal taxpayer dollars through the National Institute of Health? You know what? The ones that go on there, they should just all go on there and say, we're as queer as $3 bills. We are so screwed up. Thank you for the $275. Let all the straights do that. Because if everybody reported they were queer between 13 and 18, they wouldn't have to take any more studies, right? The study would come to an end. Everybody gets $275. And then go take the $275 and contribute it to a Republican candidate's campaign. Federal funding of election campaigns. I love the idea. This is the depth of the depravity of this country. Is it any wonder we're falling apart at the seams? Is there any wonder that we are being ripped to shreds? Is there any wonder that we actually are going to have a secession? The only question that's unknown is civil war. Now, there are a bunch of generals out there, retired generals, that say that they need to purge the troops in the military now. These are left-wing generals. This is the military gone woke that say we need to purge the military of extremists who are visiting websites, and they want to track the websites that soldiers are looking at so they can kick them out and have your all-Nazi SS. And look, they're not considering extremists to be leftists. They're only considering the extremists to be rightists, the ones on the right. All the blame is on the right. All of it. That's the extremism. Gosh, I can't believe we're coming up to a break here. Don't go away, because I am just getting rolling. And we're going to talk about the real insurrection that's going to plunge the United States into darkness. And ultimately, what you can do about it. What you can do about it will be the next podcast. Don't go away. Robin Walter with The Robin Walter Show. We'll be right back.
The Robin Walter Show is a listener-supported program. Your contribution goes to help as many people as possible to hear that the Word of God has answers to help you survive and even thrive in the dark days ahead in this country. We pledge to bring you the critical information you need to make informed decisions in this age where big tech and big media have conspired to rid our country of everything Christian. Please send your support to The Robin Walter Show, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Or go to robinwalter.net and use PayPal. That's The Robin Walter Show, P.O. Box 99, Wickenburg, Arizona, 85358. Or robinwalter.net and use PayPal. Thank you.
Well, I think my dog's a Democrat, and it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact my dog might be a Democrat.
We're back, Robin Walters Show. You know, I got to fit in something here before I get back to these retired generals and current generals that want to purge the military of anybody who considers and reads, watches conservative websites, posts conservative statements on Facebook. I am coming to the conclusion that Russia, at the governance level, and ignoring the whole thing with the Ukraine, is actually maybe more moral than the United States. You know, they no longer encourage the abortions like they used to. It used to be the most abortion-related country out there. And now they actually are supporting and encouraging people to have children because they are in a negative population situation. It was Putin that stuffed it down, or stuffed it up, Barack Hussein Obama's yin-yang during the Olympics because he wanted to transport a whole bunch of queers over there to queerify Russia and lighten them with a rainbow flag. You know, you find a rainbow flag. If you can burn the American flag, just go outside and burn the rainbow flag. Call it hate speech. Who cares? Who really cares? I hate what God hates. God hates sodomy. All right? That's pretty much it. But as a good thing to note, this is interesting. This kind of happened within the last month. As this podcast has grown, we have a lot. We have a number of people in the United States, of course, but we now have listeners in Canada, Mexico, the UK, and Germany. We also have listeners, interestingly, in Russia. We have more listeners in Russia than all other foreign countries combined. Is that a good thing, or should I be concerned? Well, I don't know. I think it's a good thing. But back to these retired generals, some current generals, who consider the real threat to the United States to be conservatives in the military. Because some of them apparently showed up January 6th or what have you. So Biden, Joe Der Fuhrer, Biden, Nazi in charge, who's getting ready to call out his vaccine Nazis, like Austria, which is arresting people and fining people if they get caught without a COVID vaccine passport. He formed a task force to combat, quote, extremism in the military. But here's the deal. The military has gone woke, and I'll prove that in just a minute here by something else. Not just by the generals, but by the rank and file. But they have redefined the word extremism to basically kick out members who visit counter-jihad websites, websites that deal with Muslim extremism. Now the extremists are not the extremist Muslims. It's those who want to find out what you can do about Muslim extremism. It also includes, quote, advocating widespread unlawful discrimination based on race, color, national origin, religion, sex, including pregnancy, and, of course, gender identity and sexual orientation. In other words, any military person who focuses on calling out what God calls sin is now an extremist. And speaking, and how, let me ask you a question that Lloyd Austin is frankly simply too stupid. What a moron. Too stupid to understand, or, this is the alternative, he's smart and wicked and evil and perverse. Run this group, run by Bishop Garrison, an Iraq war veteran, who is also a racist just like Austin is. How can it be discrimination to watch a website? How can it be discrimination to say something truthful on a Facebook page or seeking likes? How is that discrimination? You're not refusing service to anyone. You're not refusing to serve somebody at a lunch table in Montgomery, Alabama. You're not refusing to sell somebody a TV. You're not refusing to bake a queer wedding cake. You're not refusing to do any of those things. You're just speaking your mind. So what the woke military is doing is turning the, they're calling extremism activities, advocating widespread unlawful discrimination based upon what you are watching and your texts and your Facebook posts and your Twitter, what have you. It's the end of our military. We're sucking big time. Now, the proof? The proof is not just at the top. The proof is at what's happening at the rank and file, and here's your proof. Never in the history of the Army have they been forced to offer such enormous bonuses for people to enlist. That's right. The biggest bonuses in the history of the Army are now necessary to get people to join. I wouldn't join. No, I'm not going to go in there and do some queer crapola and pay homage to some social diversity god in the name of a commander who demands this and that. Let's just set ourselves up to get wiped out. The only reason we have any place in the world left is there's still a number of good people in there, but they're being replaced by bad people. So, as I mentioned, the real insurrection, I have to simply read this piece coming from WorldNet Daily. I will not do it justice, but this is where we are. I want to tell you what a real insurrection is, and I hope I can get to this next piece on what the Democrats want to do to the people who are opposing the vaccine. I mentioned it last week. I said, you know, I was going to get to what to do, what you do when the vaccine Nazis show up at your door. I may not get to it. Just have to maybe put it off to the next podcast because it's getting trumped by what I consider to be the real insurrection. I'm just going to read and quote. I will punctuate this with a few comments of my own. But WND is saying it better than I could, and I just need to read it to you. Okay, quote. 1 year after the January 6th Capitol riot, President Joe Biden gravely informed the nation that the incident, during which exactly one person, an unarmed female, and I might add, white pro-Trump protester, was killed, shot to death at close range, unarmed, without warning, by a black Capitol Hill policeman, as being the, quote, most, quote within quote here, most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War, end quote. I want to interject that I added the issue of white and black here only because the left is too ugly and evil to be honest in its reporting. If it were a black woman shot by a white cop, they would still be talking about it. But they don't talk about it at all now since it was a black cop that shot an unarmed white woman and killed her. They just don't talk about it. And all of my black brothers and sisters that listen to this program, I have a lot of them, know this is the truth. And they know that I only speak from truth, not any racist malignancy. I'm about the most transparent guy there is. But as the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War, when one person is killed, the Civil War was about race in part, but it's a black guy who kills a white woman. Well, how is that the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War and the person who was killed was innocent? Biden delivered this extraordinary assessment immediately after VP Kamala Harris solemnly equated the out-of-control D.C. protests to both the December 7th, 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor that killed 2,403 Americans and injured 1,178, and the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks that killed 2,977 Americans and injured over 6,000. And by the way, the Civil War killed 750,000 Americans and about 350,000 white boys died for blacks to be free. So I don't want to launch into the issue of reparations. There's a lot of blacks alive today because a lot of whites died to set them free. Just a point. Point of fact. No, I don't believe in reparations. It's unbiblical. But now Americans, normal Americans, wonder, is it possible the nation's top political leaders could make such obviously insane statements? More important, what do such bizarre pronouncements say about where the leftist elites are secretly leading this nation? More when we return. Robin Walter with the Robin Walter Show. This is Robin Walter, and this is a first for me. You know, in 16 years on the air, I have never promoted a product because I hear others do it. And truth be known, they say they use the product, and, well, they did once. But I want to introduce you to Dissident Soaps, a fine company promoted by Gab News because it's a moral, patriotic American company that makes fine products. Absolute best deodorant I have ever used. Great shampoo, and they even have me now using body wash, which is not, always a guy thing. But check them out online at DissidentSoaps.com. That's Dissident, D-I-S-S-I-D-E-N-T, if you graduated from a government school like me, .com. But be sure and tell them that you heard it on the Robin Walter Show. We're back with the Robin Walter Show, continuing this piece from WND, that the real insurrection is on the left, by the left. Barack Obama's fundamental transformation of this country, transforming the U.S. into absolute darkness, and we will pay a dear price. Picking up where I left off before the break, that although today's Democratic Party does indeed seem completely insane and therefore unpredictable, insisting that men are actually women, if they think they are, claiming Biden's multi-trillion-dollar spending program and wild currency creation will reduce inflation, engineering a full-scale invasion of the American homeland by millions of illegal aliens so that Democrats can stay in power forever, and so on. Well, there actually is one reliable way to determine with uncanny accuracy what these revolutionary-minded Democrats, that's my word, are up to right now, as well as to gauge what they are secretly planning for the future. Here's the rule. Whatever the Democrats are falsely accusing their critics of doing and planning is precisely what they themselves are actually doing and planning. Examples? The Democratic Party, which is totally obsessed with race, insisting on hiring, discriminating against, as in, I'm going to pull those in, Joe Biden. How can insisting and promising that the next Supreme Court justice will be a black woman, how is that not racist? He just put up a sign, whites need not apply, men need not apply, get lost. We're going to discriminate. Folks, affirmative action is discrimination. You can call it whatever you want. It's discrimination. And Joe Biden is the most discriminating, in the worst sense of the word, president in the United States by promising a black female. Does he give a rat's ass whether she's qualified? Apparently not. He just wants an Anita Hill or somebody like that who's, goodness sakes, I shouldn't even talk. I had Anita Hill as a professor in law school. That's another story. But insisting on hiring, discriminating against, and even in the age of COVID, denying medical treatment to people solely on the basis of their skin color, accuses those who embrace a colorblind America of being racist. The Biden administration daily refers to regular Americans, say, parents who attend school board meetings to protest the Marxist indoctrination of their own children, as violent extremists. But when during the summer of 2020, actual violent extremists, virtually all on the left, including Black Lives Matter and Antifa, destroyed, looted, burned down dozens of major cities, killing dozens, wounding over 2,000 police officers, and causing 1,300 times more damage than the January 6 riots, the Democrats and big media praised the massive murderous riots as mostly peaceful, noble, and historic protests. Now, I want to throw in something here. Antifa and BLM are domestic terrorists. They're domestic terrorist organizations, simple as can be. Yet the left supports them and calls somebody wanting to comply with the Constitution, somebody wanting to uphold biblical admonitions in this society, as extremists and terrorists. Continuing, the Democratic Party has long smiled on election fraud and abuse, Democrats' indefensible opposition to voter ID laws, their expansion of election day into election month, their unconstitutional alteration of state election laws in 2020, their promotion of universal vote-by-mail with a simultaneous abandonment of traditional safeguards, their advocacy of fraud-plagued practice of ballot harvesting, their perverse opposition to cleaning voter rolls, and a multitude of other strategies all testify to their love affair with election fraud. Now, I got to stop and insert something here. The Democrats beat back an attempt to amend their voter registration, what they call voter suppression. But it's going to be called constitution suppression as they steal one election after another. They beat back and defeated a proposed amendment to the bill that would require scrubbing the voter rolls of dead people. Do you need to know any more than that? Then Democrats steal elections. They came to steal, kill, and destroy. And if steal doesn't work, they'll move on to the killing and the destroying. As we'll find out when we get to the Rasmussen survey of what Democrats think about the anti-vaxxers and what they want to take away their children, lock them up, imprison them. Well, I don't know if I'm going to get to that. But continuing here, all of these strategies testify to their love affair with election fraud. Meanwhile, conservatives who support the basic, common sense, universally accepted standards like voter ID are gaslighted as white supremacists, accused of voter suppression, and as Biden repeatedly insists, promoting Jim Crow 2.0. This all despite the fact that a large majority of black and Hispanic voters in the U.S. favor voter ID laws. And I should add, Jim Crow was a Democrat, as was Jefferson Davis, and notable other racists, which Joe Biden considers modern-day Republicans. They are all Democrats. Democrats are the most racist party we've ever had. Continuing, Democrats endeavored relentlessly throughout Donald Trump's presidency to illegally and immorally take control of the government from America's elected leaders, including two fraudulent impeachment trials, the fraudulent three-year Mueller investigation, and a fraud-plagued 2020 election. Yet today's super-radicalized Democratic Party is continually accusing law-abiding conservatives both in and out of government of conducting an ongoing multifaceted insurrection. End quote. And that is exactly what the real insurrection is. They are causing the insurrection. I'm increasingly disappointed that whatever was attempted on January 6th did not succeed. Stealing elections? Well, New York just gave 800,000 non-citizens the right to vote. Stealing elections? Yeah, this is why the Democrats want to get rid of the Electoral College. It's in the way of their takeover. That's all Satan ever wanted, was to take over. All Satan has ever been interested in is control. I will ascend to the Most High. I will be, you know, I. Read that passage out of Isaiah 14. He wants control. That's what the Democrats want. Obamacare wasn't about health care. It's about control. Gun laws aren't about gun violence. It's about control. It's all election fraud. The fraud is by the Democrats, and it's about control. That's why they want to get rid of the Electoral College and have a popular vote so that these 800,000 non-citizens voting in New York add to the popular vote total in the United States. New York is screwed up. They're always going to be Democrats, so let them vote there. But the fact that they could end up participating in the national election, along with all the fraud in California, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Chicago, that's why they want. They want this law passed so the feds can take over federal elections, which will end up facilitating illegals to vote, and we will be screwed. This is why we have to secede from the union. Who needs to leave? Arizona, Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming. Nevada's kind of on the fence. Maybe Idaho, maybe Montana. But for sure, Missouri, Iowa, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, South Carolina, Georgia, Kentucky, Tennessee, Florida, maybe Ohio, maybe Michigan. Screw the East Coast, screw the West Coast. Forget those guys. They're messed up. Let's take our oil, all of our food production in the Midwest, and we form a country which cannot permit abortion. It cannot permit queer sex, queer marriage, queer adoption, tranny this, tranny that. It has to have a valid, forceful, in-place Second Amendment, which cannot be taken away, and all of those things need to be in the Constitution of the new country. Why? Because you got to make sure the Democrats hate these states, which will be thriving and surviving so much because they can't kill the unborn and they can commit sodomy with government subsidies paying out $275 to 13 to 18-year-old boys. They've got to hate the social and moral environment so much that either A, they get saved and become Republicans, or B, they move back to New York, California, Illinois, Massachusetts, Oregon, Washington, Hawaii, and there are some other states. So what do we do? What do we do? Well, boy, oh boy, I'm just going to have to continue this on the next episode, if you will, of the podcast of the Robin Walter Show, because we're going to talk about biblical self-defense and how might that play into the vaccine Nazis coming to your door based upon an outrageous Rasmussen poll showing the extent to which the Democrats want to arrest anti-vaxxers, to imprison anti-vaxxers, to take away the children of anti-vaxxers, to come to your house by the Biden Schutzstaffel, the Biden SS, wearing whatever badges they wear with guns, who knows? It could be the Biden administration wants to show the Austrian regime a thing or two about how to be good Nazis. Because we do have the Biden regime. Now, none of this changes what you need to do as a Christian. None of this changes the fact that we're going to have a bunch of weenies in the mainline Protestant churches and in the Catholic churches who don't believe God's necessary to get into heaven, who then will also compromise. They will fail. They will fall. We're gonna have those who fail and fall from the faith in serious number. But that's why Jesus warned us. The day is coming when brother will turn against brother, when father will turn against son, mother against daughter, father against son-in-law, mother against daughter-in-law, when the enemies, your enemies, will be those of your own household. That's right, those of your own household. That's Satan said. And he said truthfully when he came before God in Job 2:4, he said, "A skin for skin, all that a man has will he give for his life." Now, is that always true? No, Satan never tells complete truth. He mixes truth with lies because Job didn't turn on God to save his skin. He didn't have to, but he didn't. There are some righteous who will not do that. But not all those that we think are faithful will be faithful. You won't be able to trust members of your own family. And I have a prayer program already prepared about how you deal with the end times and how you are going to need the Holy Spirit to direct what you do how you do it, who you can trust, how you can't, who you can't trust, and how the only way left to minister will have to be implemented because of the darkness of the times. Even though the Holy Spirit will be poured out over all the earth, doesn't mean the Holy Spirit being poured out all the earth will transform the nations into being righteous nations. No, it is not a contradiction to say that we will get brighter. The bright will get brighter and the dark will get darker all at the same time. But know that there are going to be those who are going to disappoint you. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, "Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith." That means they were faithful, not anymore. "Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, and turning into Democrats." No, it doesn't say that. But they're partly describing that. That's what we have. But what do? You sit tall in the saddle. Remember, you ride for the brand of Jesus Christ. God bless you. We'll see you on the next podcast, whenever that may be. Could be tomorrow, could be next week.